G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 1. I'm John Barker. Joining me this week is Joel Marshall. And Joel, I guess there's a couple of listed races left next week, but pretty much this is the last gasp of the Queensland Carnival as we head to Sunshine Coast for a massive 9-race card.
Yeah, usually the traditional finish to the Queensland Winter Carnival, and as you said, 9 races, and that's going to be the norm going forward in Queensland. So just need South Australia to jump on board and we'll have 9 across the board, and Western Australia too. So doesn't make our things easier for us people running in the form in the Winning Post, does it?
It doesn't, but that's probably we're probably right down the bottom of their list of priorities, and rightly so, I guess. But 3 listed races at Caloundra on Saturday, aka the Sunshine Coast. First of those is race 6, the Pump House Caloundra Cup, listed event over 2400.
Yeah, I've gone for number 4, Neverland. Her 2 runs up in Queensland have been quite good. She's been sort of getting warm at the end of the 2200. I think she wants 24. She gets that on Saturday. Her 2,2400 metre runs are good. They are seconds in Perth Cups. The first of those, she split Delicacy and Real Love. And the next one, she ran second to Star Exhibit. So 2,400 metre form strong. And I think Saturday could be the day for her. I've got her ahead of 1 Benzini. It's a little bit of a weight pull and a dry track, probably to his advantage over Self Sense, who we were with at Ipswich. Thought the $8 or $9 was a bit of value. I didn't think he'd be backed into 330 and win by 6, but he certainly went really well, Self-Sense. A drier track, as I said, probably not in his favour. 3 supply and demand's going really well. He's had weights to suit going through the grades in Sydney, but he's got to get 2,400, but he certainly, you can't say that he's reached his full potential yet. So he's in the mix. I think they're the 4 main hopes, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Well, Robert, Neverland is your best and is indeed our cover horse on Winning Post this week. Your value bet comes up in the 7th, 2nd of the listed races, HMR Project's Glasshouse Handicap, over 1,400 metres, and it's another Victorian.
Yeah, yesterday Songs from the Moroni camp. He was due to run in the eyeliner at Ipswich, and they scratched him. He's comes here, drawn barrier 1 off his last run at Doomben, was excellent. He sort of held his ground. It was an on-pace dominated affair. He made a bit of late ground to run 5th. He's going really well this time in. I think the slight step up in distance really does suit him. Look, this is a tough race, though, this Glasshouse. Plenty of chances. I've got Monsieur Gustave in for 2nd. Really good effort to win the eyeliner. 5, too good to refuse. He's been charging home at his last couple. Out to 1,400 should suit. And 14, William Wallace, huge finish to win at Ipswich in a much easier race. But he came from last and won like a good horse. He steps up in class on Saturday, but certainly want to be keeping him safe.
And the last of the black type events at Sunshine Coast on Saturday is race 8, the 4X Sunshine Coast Guineas, over 1,600 metres at set weights. And your fellow tipsters here, Joel, have both made the Snowden-trained Akatour their best, but you have found one to beat him.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be hard to beat. Look, there's a couple of horses here that bring form around older horses, two or three of them that bring older horse form here, and I think they'll all be competitive. I've gone for 4 Crack Me Up, who chased home Religify last time out. It was a really good effort. He was hitting the line well. He's got that mile run under his belt. Religify has won again since. Look, I've gone his way. Number 1 Akatua didn't have much luck in the eyeliner. He was running on strongly. He got stopped in his tracks in the last 100 metres. It was a really good performance. He's certainly going to be hard to beat. I've thrown 9 Top of the Range in for 3rd, who got back, hit the line well in the Queensland Guineas, and 5 Zamex, who's won a couple of highway handicaps in Sydney. He's a very promising horse. He just needs to step up a little bit again here. They're my 4, but you could throw another 6 or 7 in, really. My True Love's drawn a bad gate, but she's ran a really good race to behind Prompt Response, which is Group 1 mare's form, and a couple of other luckless runners coming out of the Queensland Guineas. So it's a really tricky race, that, even though Akatua is going to be a pretty warm favourite.
All right, well, given that we've taken the listeners through the first 3 legs of the quarter, well, you may as well take us out with race 9, the Yolumba Wines Winter Provincial Sprinters Final, 1,200 worth 100,000, benchmark 80.
Yeah, good money on offer here. 11 Oradonna for me. She's a pretty talented mare. She's pretty honest. She had 12 months off. She had heart arrhythmia after that first up run. They backed off her. She returned. She won at this venue. And then she went to Kilcoy to qualify for this race, running a heat. And she just got a little bit of a check at the start, got too far back, and can't be giving away that much of a start around Kilcoy. But she hit the line really well out wide, back to the Sunshine Coast. She's got a good record there, and I think she can bounce back from 12 Real Ego, a backmarker who was charged home last couple of starts. He'll be doing similar again. Three all summer long. Hasn't won for a little while, but never too far away. And number 20, if he gets in, Royal Occasion's got an excellent first up record. He'll go in if he gets in. If he doesn't, probably next best would be probably Raining Thunder, number 5.
To recap, Joel's best at the Sunshine Coast, race 6, number 4, Neverland. Value bet, race 7, number 6, Yesterday's Songs. Back down south, they are racing back at Caulfield after a little break. And trainers and owners have flocked there. Big fields throughout the day, Joel. And not too many shorties. Plenty of value, I would think, especially after the first couple of races. What have you found for us there?
Yeah, look, I haven't really got a best and a value at the meeting as yet, still sort of poring over that, but myself and Carl will be on RSN 927 again on Saturday morning, so be sure to tune in for all of our selections. Look, the few that I've sort of like, I think Cosmic Lights would be pretty hard to beat in race 3. I think he's sort of knocking on the door for a win this time in. He's been all around it, really. So I think he's certainly knocking on the door. I thought Radipole in the last, race 9, number 9, both of his runs in Australia have been pretty good. I think the step up to 1800 looks suitable for him. And a couple perhaps at longer odds, I thought Captain Rhett in the second race might be a bit of a roughie. He wasn't too far away behind some nice types last prep, including Fast Sun and Ruthven and Hardham, and he's had two runs back from a spell. The first up run I thought was good. He just got too far back in a moderately run race at Flemington last week, but I thought the step up in distance and drawn well, he could run a race at odds, as could Del Prado, race 7, number 2. I thought he was ready to show up third run in. His two runs haven't been too bad. He'll probably get back from that gate and need a little bit of speed on, but if he gets it and gets a bit of luck, Brandon Stockdale's riding really well. I think he might be a bit of value. So there's four horses to have a look at. But it does look a tough program.
Yes, indeed, and I'm with you on Cosmic Lights. I made my best, though, race 4, number 15, Misty Girl. Could not have been more impressive. On debut, winning by 6.5 lengths, only at Wodonga, but did absolutely brain them and ran much, much faster time than the other maiden on the day. So it could be pretty special, race 4, number 15, Misty Girl. And for my value bet, I have gone for the Tasmanian with Chahitzi form, race 7, number 4, Power Charged. And talk about your value with Jack Martin taking off $326. I should have made that my roughie on page 2, Joel. I didn't realise it was going to be quite that sort of price. Data point, obviously, very well found.
Yeah,
instead I made my roughie one that I did not tip on top, and that was My Pie San. But, the roughie there is race 7, number 4, Power Charged from me, for what it's worth.
I've got My Pie San in my picks. So I quite like her. She had a long break. She ran a really strong Group 1 size produce in New Zealand with horses that finished in front of her all came over here. And first up run was excellent. Straight to 1400 second up, and she fought on really well. So, yeah, I can certainly see her running a cheeky race there on Saturday.
Well, now, just before you get too much further, and certainly before you go on the radio on Saturday, My Pie Zan, it's another one of those ones that we were talking about, Joel, that sound like girls, but it's actually a boy. It's a three-year-old gelding. I mean, what are you talking about, My Pie Zan? It's a it's a gangster's mistress. Yeah. How can you be a boy and be My Pie Zan?
It's catching me out a few of those, isn't it? Yeah, we had, that was the one in...
Well, two in your entire life, I think you can get away with.
Yeah, the one in Brisbane, which is Roger
Rampage. Running around again on the weekend. Anyway, Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and there are a couple of listed races. First of those, race 5, ATC Winter Cup, 2400.
Yeah, tricky race here. I've gone for Aitereldo Jr., who's had some... Well, look, his form's been... He's taken a while to find form this prep, but he's had a couple of excuses, a couple of internal bleeds and a couple of his bad failures. But he went to Sydney last start and he was hitting the line quite well. Thought, 2400's what he wants, and on his best form, he's a bit of a chance here, as is number 7, Iggy Pop, who It's taking a while to find form this prep. Three runs this time in, just sort of okay, but I thought the step up to 2400, and on his best form, he'd be a chance. Three Gallic Chieftain, certainly the horse that is going to be favourite, and it was a pretty strong win at Moonee Valley. He really had the race pan out well for him. He had a few horses up on speed, go really quick. He was able to finish over the top of them. And in for fourth, number nine, Soviet Courage. Not a race I'm really keen to get interested in, though.
You might be a bit keener on race seven, the other listed event, and that is the Civic Stakes over 1350.
Yeah, nice race for Sir Bacchus. He's built nicely this time in, improved with each run. He just missed last start. Fourth up, rock hard fit, and down on the minimum. I think he's pretty hard to beat, number eight from Two Gold Symphony, who ran an excellent race in Brisbane last time out. Six Extensible, her couple of runs in the Queensland Carnival have been quite sound, and 12 Girl Sunday down in the weights. She could give a bit of cheek if she's able to get across and get a reasonable run on the speed.
Your value bet comes up earlier in the program, race four, number five, It's a Fait Accompli.
Yeah, promising horse. Placed in the Wagga Guineas behind Exocet. That filly went to Adelaide, won a stakes race, bolted in at its next start, and then last time out had a big weight, and Doubt handled the heavy, loomed up on the turn, and then just sort of really didn't give much in the straight. Still ran third, but it was a long way off the winner, and certainly wasn't the best of him. I think a firmer track and down in the weights, he can improve and can run well in a pretty even highway handicap.
And your best comes up in the eighth. Talk us through number 10, Sir Plush.
Yeah, I think he'll win again. He'd been trialling up super this time in. Looked like he'd come back a better horse, and he showed a really good turn of foot to sit third, put pay to the leaders. Nothing really made ground. The race did pan out well for him, but he won like a horse going through the grades, and he's up to his next level, stays down in the weights, and I think he can win again.
All right, for the second week in a row, they are on the course proper at Morpheville. Have you had a look at this at all, John?
Just one horse that interests me is Truly Discreet, race two, number 12. She's a well-bred sort. She had no luck on debut at Ballarat. I was giving her a bit of a chance at the Valley a fortnight ago. Craig Williams was aboard. As soon as the barriers opened, she slammed into the gates and settled last. That put her out of play. I thought she was okay late, though. Dan O'Sullivan's whipped her across to SA, and certainly I'll be having something each way on her.
Well, it won't surprise listeners to hear that Carl's best bet at Morpheville comes up in the last. That is race eight, number seven, Bolf's Choice, trained, as the name would suggest, by Ryan Bolfer. And mind you, for his best bet, it is we've got it marked at $9 in the winning post. There's a couple of... well, there's a Darren Weir runner there, Kevin's Time, who is attracting a bit of attention, and also the very high strike rating Will Clarken has got sudden wealth. But Carl's best is race 8, number 7, Bolf's Choice. And his value bet, though, must be a real special one, because he's gone back to race 5 for this one, and $31. The Ricky Broon, and barrier 14, if you don't mind, the Ricky Broon trained Carrack, number 11, race 5, number 11. Belmont's is the venue, and the horse who a few sandgropers reckon might challenge Winx for the 2017 Cox Plate. Scales of Justice goes around. Can you see any possible way he can get beaten in the Strickland Stakes?
No, well, they're testing him out at 2,000 metres. They want to see him run it and win it by probably 5 or 6 lengths, and then they can plan a spring campaign around a possible tilt at a Cox Plate. So, you know, he'd want to be taking care of this lot. He's come back in really good order. He was wide first up and very brave second, and then a dominant winner last time. So, yeah, he'll be very short. He's on top from 6 Punamu, 5 Zarance, and 7 Lightning in My Veins.
Can you be running around in July and then back up and win a Cox Plate?
Yeah, probably not. You wouldn't think many have done it. Can't remember when did So You Think when his maiden. It's probably a little bit earlier than July.
Yeah, and I guess Winx was.
So You Think was a freak, though.
Winx, another freak, was Queensland Oaks, but yeah, July, getting a bit late to just give him a decent time in the paddock. However, your best, though, we won't be retiring on the proceeds of Scales of Justice's win, so. Race 4, number 4, Baraki Beats over 1400 is your value bet, marked at $11.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a problem horse, this bloke in the gates. He missed it quite clearly first up and then was sold around the mount very wide and went to the front, and he was gone on the turn. It was certainly a forgive run, and he was down to run a fortnight after that, and he reared in the gates and was late scratching. He's been back to the trials and he's won his trial. He's also with plenty of ability, and he's in a winnable race for him if he can just jump and put himself there. So look, you know, you're going to get decent odds, which is what you deserve. You need those each way odds to be backing a horse like him, but I think he can run well. My best is Kruachan. Not 100% sure of the pronunciation of this bloke.
Race five. I can't help you.
No, race 5, number 3. I think, you know, several race callers have gone with different. But he's an ex-Dali Godolphin horse. He's been very lightly raced in the last 18 months, but he's over in the West now with Simon Miller. Made a winning debut for the stable, and he looks like he can go through the grades.
Alrighty, earlier in the day, we are racing at Hastings and Tarapa in New Zealand.
Yep, Hastings, a big day for the jumpers. They've got the Hawke's Bay Hurdles, Hawke's Bay Steeples, and a maiden chase and two capacity fields for maiden hurdles. So if you like jumps racing, tune into Hastings on Saturday. My best is on the flat, however. Race 8, number 3, Resurrect, from the Moroni and Gerard camp, and was impressive winning second up. Has always shown plenty of ability, looks to have come back very well this time in. Expect it to get the job done again. And my value bet is in the maiden steeple, race 6, number 4, Lonely Boy. First jump start wasn't too bad last time, finished third. It was only a small field and didn't really threaten the winner, but we'll take good experience out of that. And just thought, in a pretty good jumping stable, he might be worth a little each way bet. In race 6, the other meeting is Tarapa. My best is Fire Jet. Query at the mile, he gets to this trip for the first time, best known for his performances over 1200 and to a lesser extent 14, but he went to 14 last start and ran well, finished a close third. I think the step up in distance will actually be fine for him in this sort of class, so I'm going to go with Fire Jet, and my value is Lambrusco, race 5, number 2, ready to win a maiden. Both runs this time in have been excellent, third up, and looks to have struck a winnable race.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia, leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Fields for Taree Monday. Sunday we've got full form for a big meeting at Sale. 10 races there. We've got Mudgee and also Toowoomba and Launceston, plus fields for the other venues. Just while I'm on winning post, before you get on the phone and send emails, cards and letters, July 29 is the edition in which you will get your very popular winning post sports bet racing calendar for 2017-18. I have put in a very, very long week putting the finishing touches on that. I'll be getting in at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and finishing it. Thank God. But don't forget, that's the weekend, July 29. Book a copy with the newsagent if you need to. Otherwise, get down there first thing on the Friday morning.
No excuses.
No excuses at all, that's right. No correspondence will be entered into, and we won't be sending you a free one. Best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel.
He's a little bit short, but I think he's a good banker. Sir Plush, Rose Hill, race 8, number 10.
Well, I've actually got a feeling that I might have got one up last time I was on, which was not last week, it was the week before, but I could be wrong. But I will, with the added confidence provided by the marshal, I will go with race 3, number 5, Cosmic Lights at Caulfield. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.